The book of Revelation begins with these words, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Brother David Johnson will present a series of four lessons based upon the first part of the book of Revelation. His sermon today is entitled, The Revelation of Jesus Christ. You are listening to the Words of Life program. We are brought to you by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who contribute to and pray for this gospel program. We now present praise for God in song.
I don't know exactly how sweet heaven will be. I don't know what beauty or what glory I'll see. I don't know what I'll behold that morning divine.
I only
know for sure that heaven's really gonna shine. It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yes, I certainly know.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
There's glory in
this soul of mine.
This soul of mine.
Because I know
for sure that
I don't know how wide will be that city so fair. I don't even know how many saints will be there. I don't know how high will be that mansion of mine. I only know for sure that heaven's really gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yes, I certainly know.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
There's glory in
this soul of mine.
The Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before Him. Keep silence. Keep silence. Keep silence before Him. The Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before Him. Keep silence before Him.
Please pray with me. Father, you have blessed us with salvation that is found in your Son, Jesus. Thank you for this, and we thank you for loving us. We also thank you for the glimpse into the future that is presented in the book of Revelation. Please give us understanding that we need. Help each to have reverence for life, knowing all this is from you. We ask that you will bless all who teach in the name of Jesus. Also, Lord, we need your blessings upon all listeners. Give them health, peace, and a right relationship with you. Bless each of us to be watching for the return of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Brother David Johnson will now present a sermon entitled The Revelation of Jesus Christ. His lesson is based upon Revelation chapter 1, 1 through 6.
It's wonderful to be together again as we look into the Word of God and are able to understand God's will through His Word by His Spirit and be able to apply it to our lives and be able to share its principles and precepts, promises and prophecies to others. The title for the lesson is The Revelation of Jesus Christ. And our main text is Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. And this lesson is an introduction to this series in the book of Revelation for the first three chapters. Please listen to the Word of God. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw, that is, the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take it to heart, what is written in it, because the time is near. John, to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. A wonderful passage from this great final book of the consummation, the book of Revelation. So, many ask, why study a book of the Bible that is so misunderstood, controversial, and complicated as the book of Revelation, they ask? Well, first, because it is part of God's Word, the Bible revealed, recorded, and preserved, obviously, for our understanding, for our personal application, and to witness its truths to others, as we're doing right now. Secondly, there is no book of Scripture that reveals the glory of God, especially of our Lord Jesus Christ, in more detail and dazzling focus than the book of Revelation. And that should be reason enough. Today, we do begin a series of the first three chapters of Revelation to learn more of our glorified, risen Jesus Christ, to understand about the seven first century churches, and make application to ourselves as members of the church in the 21st century. Furthermore, Bible scholar Donald Gray Barnhouse makes a compelling case for our study and understanding in the book of Revelation. Quote, "The world has passed through terrible times before, but never has the whole earth been so bound together in its wild plungings. There have been wars, but never wars that have touched so many nations. There have been political crises, but not on the scale to touch all continents. Now we are all connected like never before, in communication and in concerns. What happens in Asia can also be known and the impact be felt by a farmer in the Mississippi Valley of the United States of America. All of these point to the concept that we're living near the end of the age. The book of Revelation is the book for the present hour. End quote. Very true and wise words indeed. We Christians especially should not shun, but study God's last revelation to mankind. The book of Revelation is a fitting capstone to all that God desires that we know, and to live in light of and testify its truths to others as this age races to its consummation. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1 says in part, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place." And we, who are born-again baptized believers in the church age, are also his servants. Notice this book is a revelation. It is given to reveal, not to hide, not to obscure. Revelation is the translation of the original Greek word apokalypsis, from which we get our English word apocalypse, which means to uncover or unveil, that is, to reveal. Yes, it does take serious study, but its divine intent is to unveil the truth. And one of the primary reasons why the book of Revelation is so difficult to understand by those that read it or that attempt to read it is because it is based on so much that is found by the ancient Hebrew prophets in the Old Testament, particularly Daniel and Zechariah and others. And we need to have that foundation in the Old Testament to be able to better understand the meaning, the revelation that is laid out for us in this book of prophecy. And it's the revelation, notice, of Jesus Christ, not the Apostle John. It is a revelation from and about Jesus Christ given by the Father. Many readily study the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that are also about Jesus Christ, which reveal him at his first coming in humiliation. However, the book of Revelation reveals Jesus Christ in his second coming and in his exaltation. Every description of Jesus Christ in the Revelation is of his majesty, his power and glory. Certainly what we should want to read, to study, to understand, and to share with others. Jesus Christ is the central theme of the entire book. Notice, to show his servants, who of course were the first century followers toward the end of the first century, going into the second century, who were the first century followers of Christ, and down through the centuries to us in Christ today. This revelation has relevance to Christ's 21st century church. Make no mistake about that. The contents of this book was given by God the Father to his Son to show those who willingly believe, obey, and serve him. Its divine stated purpose is to show his servants. How can we refuse or neglect, ignore the book of Revelation? For many readers, it's the next words that confuse. What must soon take place? The word soon translates an original Greek word that can mean in a brief time, but can also mean quickly. Here, probably the thrust of the meaning of the word soon is that it is imminent, that it is sure to happen, imminent, impending, that will happen without delay once the appointed time of God comes. It will come quickly, according to God's timetable, not man's. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3 says in part, "Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it." It is a fact that no other book of the Bible begins with or includes an explicit blessing for the one who reads, hears, and takes to heart what is written in it. Another prominent reason not to neglect the book of Revelation. We can have a threefold special blessing through this book of God. First, who reads? In the first century church, few had a copy of the scrolls of Scripture. Many were illiterate, and so could not read, although the Jews tended to be literate, having begun studying the Scriptures in pious Jewish homes even at age 5 or 6 years old. The practice was that someone would read it aloud, as was the practice of the ancients. They read aloud, and here, to read it aloud to listeners, as today, in many parts of the world, this practice continues. However, in the 21st century, in America, most can have access to Bibles and can read the book of Revelation for themselves and receive this special blessing from God. He who reads is blessed. Secondly, who hear it read and taught in order to explain it. These are words of prophecy, as Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3 indicates. Someone has figured out that roughly 1/5 or 1 out of every 5 verses in the entire Bible are prophetic, whether fulfilled or yet to be fulfilled. Therefore, the book of Revelation has a very prominent place in Scripture. In fact, the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings of creation, and the book of Revelation, the consummation, are the very bookends, the very book brackets of the Bible. Would we read any other book without reading and understanding the ending? We need to hear to know, hear to personally apply, hear to share with others. So hearing it read and taught today also affords a very special blessing from God. Thirdly, take it to heart. That is, heed it, obey it, live it out. It is imperative that we not just read and hear, but take God's final revelation to mankind into our hearts, and that it would be true in our lives, lived out to the glory of God, even to witness its truths. It's not just head knowledge. It's truths and commands that are to be lived out. This will give us great blessing from God. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 4 says in part, "To the 7 churches in the province of Asia, Jesus Christ told the apostle John to write to 7 churches in the 1st century AD Imperial Roman province of Asia, which is today the western part of the modern nation of Turkey." So here, regarding 7 messages tailored especially to each of the 7 churches. These 7 churches knew John, the Apostle John, and trusted him. These 7 messages are also applicable to us today, in the 21st century, for that matter, down through the centuries, to the church. Revelation chapter 1 and verses 4 through 5a. "Grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Grace and peace to you was a common greeting found in many New Testament letters. What follows is often missed. Him who is, and who was, and who is to come refers to God the Father. This views God in the time dimensions of the past, present, and future, emphasizing He is the great I Am, whom is timeless. And from the seven spirits, or sevenfold spirit, refers to God the Holy Spirit. The number seven in Jewish numerology refers to His fullness. And from Jesus Christ refers to the Son of God. Therefore, here we have a Trinitarian benediction or blessing from the Godhead, Father, Son, and Spirit. We have one God, but revealed in three persons with three different unique roles, and yet the same exact character. Notice Jesus Christ has three titles here. Faithful witness. Why? Because He always speaks and represents the truth. Moreover, Jesus Christ, the unique, one and only, begotten Son of God, is the perfect witness of the person and personality of the Father. Firstborn of the dead does not mean here chronologically, as there were resurrections before Him recorded in both the Old and New Testaments. He is the firstborn in its secondary meaning of preeminence. Of all who have ever been or ever will be resurrected, He is the primary one, the premier one, the most prominent. Ruler of the kings of the earth, because Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. He is absolutely sovereign over all kings, all leaders, all affairs of the earth. Then comes the tremendous work accomplished by Jesus Christ for believers. That is actually for the entire world, but only effectual for those who truly believe and receive Him through saving faith. Revelation chapter 1, verses 5b through 6. To Him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by His blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve His God and Father, to Him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Freed us from our sins by His blood is the very heart and core of the good news of the gospel, which is the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ on our behalf. Sinners are forgiven and reconciled to God, set free from the power and penalty of eternal separation from God. The sin penalty was paid for in full by our substitute and Savior, even Jesus Christ. Therefore, God's justice and holiness was also fully satisfied, fully appeased, and also part of our benefits are to be a kingdom. Believers are included in the realm of God's rule as our king. We receive all the privileges as kingdom subjects, including His loving rule and sovereign protection. Also, as priests to serve His God and Father, we will have direct access to come into the very presence of the majesty of the Father. For all who are in Christ Jesus, He has already done all of this for us. It's mind-boggling to think of what our Lord will do for us into eternity. With such love as this, why would anyone refuse Him? Why would anyone not want to read and hear and study this great book of the revelation of Jesus Christ? So, dear listener, have you received Him by obedient faith? Are you faithful to Him who loves you so, so very much?
We can be thankful for God's Word that's been revealed to us. We pray that you are already a Christian. If you are not, please keep in mind that you must first really believe that Jesus is the Christ. By example, we find that believers also repented of sin, confessed Jesus as Savior, and were baptized by immersion. If we can help you in your spiritual walk, please let us know. To receive a free CD of this program, ask for broadcast 1939, that's 1939. You can also ask for all four programs in the Revelation series. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.
See.